Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It was quite a weekend for the Eagles. They land Jair Alexander this morning, Jalen Phillips last night, Jaden Daniels out and a significant injury. And you wake up this morning, you look at the odds. I mean, the NFC East is clearly over. We're raising the banner here on the show today for the NFC's first time back-to-back years. We're going to have a winner here since 03-04. Are you ready? Are you got it? You in?
Nah. Okay. Still got that football left to be played.
And what's going to happen in those 9 weeks?
I mean, we could potentially be raising a banner. I'm not betting against it, but I'm just saying. I'm going to wait to see until it happens.
Going to raise the banner.
No, I'm not betting against it.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for us to finish this little.
Waiting for what?
At least we got to play at least 5 more games.
You would be willing to call it after the next 5?
Maybe. Okay. All depends on what those next 5
Maybe we need to go through what. Maybe we need to do this exercise with you. What would he need to see over the next 5 weeks for him to call it? And then we'll redo the show where Hugh officially declares the NL East NFC's over.
And should I celebrate with him or should I fight him on that show?
You should. You should fight me to just.
But I called it in November. I mean, I have to.
I mean, you can call it, Joe, and that's fine. You can do that. That's not where
I'm at. What's the worst that happens? So this is what my favorite part of
I don't see. This is where I'm going to keep my reckless speculation to myself because
you're
afraid
they're going to blow it.
No,
I mean, that's the only explanation.
There's a lot that could potentially happen between now and 9 games.
Like what?
Now and 9. A lot.
We have a lot of depth.
I don't want to speak it into existence.
All right, injuries are going to happen. It's the NFL, right? Howie Roseman has just spent the last 2 weeks adding player after player.
We haven't had any key injuries, though. We haven't had any significant injuries. That's the key. Like, you can have injuries, but if you have certain significant injuries.
Like who?
I ain't saying no names.
Well, I'm just. I'll put it this way.
Jinxes aren't real, remember.
I'm just saying, I'm still not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not playing this game.
All right, you know what you forced me to do?
What I do?
I'm going to up the ante.
No, don't do that.
Ante. There's not a single injury over the next 9 weeks that's going to change this division.
Whoa.
I'm serious. I'll let your imaginations fly on it, but I don't think there's anything that would change the division.
See, you took it too far, Joe.
I did not.
This is where we have. This is why people get mad.
It's a math, guys. This is math.
We don't care.
This is math. They have 6 wins already.
No, you take it too far,
Six wins. Time out. 6 wins. Okay, they're going to beat the Raiders at home. I don't care if you're playing. They're going to beat the Commanders twice. I don't care if you're playing. That's 9 wins. Okay, all I need to do is get to 10.
You're being real reckless today.
Why?
I mean, you just are. I don't like that. You're being really reckless with your speculation.
No, what I'm doing is telling you the other teams in this division can't get to the
bar. Can we get past Green Bay this week? Can we work on that?
It doesn't even. The Green Bay game is irrelevant to this.
Joe, you're doing way too
much
now.
You think if they lose to Green Bay, that's going to change the NFC?
No, but I'm saying let's get the win against Green Bay this weekend. I'm speaking into existence. Let's get the win again.
Sure, that'd be wonderful. And that's important for the one seed and all those goals.
There's a lot of football left to be played.
For the division, the game against Green Bay is irrelevant. What matters here moving forward is just they take care of the business against Dallas, the two Washington games, and they beat the Raiders. That would get them to 10 wins. Like, you guys think the Dallas Cowboys with that defense are getting to 10 wins? I don't.
No.
Okay. Well, if no one else gets to 10 wins.
Anything can happen, though. I'm not, like I said, I'm not too much worried about anybody else. I'm worried about us and right. us maintaining our focus.
Totally. But to lose the division, someone else has to win it.
Yeah.
Right.
I get your point. And your biggest threat right now would be the Dallas Cowboys, which look like no threat at all.
Nah, it's make
so it's you against you. It's you against yourself. So that's the thing. You just got to make sure you stay focused and do what you're supposed to do.
Well, the other thing going on in the NFC is a whole bunch of craziness that leads me to where I am today. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm not even sure where we start on this. Well, I'll give you three options. You tell me which option you want to start on. You want to start on pettiness?
Oh, I like pettiness.
An owl in someone's home or tears? Because they all happen in the division this weekend. An owl in someone's home, tears, or pettiness?
You know, I'm a fan of petty.
You want to start with petty?
Yeah, I'm a fan of petty.
Kyle, can we start with petty? Let's hear from our guy, Hughes guy, B. Mitch, who's been a guest on our show quite a few times. He was on the post game last night after the Commanders got trounced at home, and he's annoyed. He's petty. Here's B. Mitch.
So, I would just say this. I got a lot of people in my sights. Go for it on the radio this week. And now y'all know who y'all are. I'm coming at you. I'm going to expose a lot of people because they try to act as if they care about the team. They're not fans of the team by stretch already. There are a bunch of guys who did not like us having drafted Jay and they wanted us to draft somebody else. There are a lot of people who try to play that game as if, you know, the person, no. You don't seem to like him. You like the other person.
Yeah.
And I think it's very much like somebody else. And I'm not going to say that lady's name yet, but people probably know. I don't like her because she was always doing stuff for a certain way. And I'm starting to notice a lot of our radio personalities are the same way. So, yes, the team is not playing well right now. Mm-hmm. They're not doing good. But the ultimate thing is, I'm not going to allow you or people to use their own personal reasons to try to come at this team and try to throw some little salt in the game.
I love that about B-Mix.
It reminded me of you. I got to be honest, I heard it. When he got on his soapbox and he was firing away.
Yeah, he was. I hit him up this morning. I told him I was proud of him. I did tell him that.
But that's how you know they're having a tough season. That's the post-game show
Yeah,
stuff.
Because well, we all know it. And it's where people have their agendas, and now you can drive your agenda home. The toughest out of all of this is that young man, Jayden Daniels, and the fact that he's had a tough season.
Yep.
After he's reached tremendous highs, now he's in the lower part. Now it's going to be on him to see how he bounces back from this. Coach Quinn didn't help him out at all.
He shouldn't have been in the game at that point.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw Coach Quinn under the bus. I think he did a good job of doing that himself. Coach Quinn did.
Oh, for sure. It was bad coaching.
Yes. And for you to sit there and talk about hindsight being 2020, yeah, that's how usually hindsight works.
Yeah, it does. So they're a disaster in D.C. They're not going to win this division. Do you want to go to crying next or the owl?
Let's go to crying.
All right, after the San Francisco 49ers went to MetLife yesterday and beat the Giants, Brian Daboll in his press conference may have had tears in his eyes.
Brian, are those tears of emotion or is that just...
Oof. Is it what?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you're saying. You walked in here, it looked like there were tears coming out of your eyes.
No.
Is that just allergies?
No. No, it wasn't tears.
It's a hell of an accusation.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, well, if you see the video, Hugh, the man looks like he's teared up.
Probably like, I'm about to lose my job, and these guys aren't playing. Like, they had a nice little run as far as playing hard.
Well, two games.
Playing hard.
Sure.
Early on.
Remember the Bears last year when they were playing hard and then the Hail Mary, they lost the game and they never won again?
Yeah.
That's the Giants.
Yeah, he's probably looking at it like, let's be honest, Giants fans. If you're a Giants fan, he's overstayed his welcome.
Sure.
He's definitely overstayed his welcome.
Yep.
It's one of those things where, you know, like, you know, I always joke about taking a coaching job and going somewhere and coach. He's what, 3 years overdue? He was 3 years overdue to get fired.
I think it's his fourth year there.
Yeah, he's been overdue.
Yep.
He's definitely been overdue because I think they've been underachieving since he's been there, since he got hired.
Yeah, they're just bad.
Came from Buffalo, right? He was supposed to be this innovative offensive coach, offensive-minded coach. And for the weapons that they've had offensively, and for the output offensively that they had, this was probably their best season, like the two games that they won. Well, the three, where they lost the one to Denver.
Yeah, they made the playoffs his first year, since then it's been bad.
It's been a bad offensive output.
Yeah, he's a bad coach, and they're a bad football team. So they stink. Their coach is crying after the game. B. Mitch is being petty on postgame. And then there's this story. As the Cowboys, we watched them tonight at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Did you hear this story? Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of the Cowboys, Hugh? Had an owl get into his house late last week.
Okay.
He was in team meetings, and apparently he had 72 text messages from his wife and son because they couldn't get an owl out of their house. Had to end up getting animal control over to the house. What would you do if you had an animal in the house? Or let's say an owl. Like, how would you handle that?
If I was there?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to answer that question.
That mean?
Because that owl would probably, like, I don't know what the conservation laws is for owls.
But what would you do?
Dead owl.
But how are you going to get it?
I'm probably a BB gun or something.
Okay, you got a BB gun. An owl.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You asked and you put me in a bad spot.
You did ask.
You put me in a bad
spot. Well, you could have called animal control.
I wouldn't have thought that. You know what I mean? I would have just been
you
like.
You wouldn't have thought of animal control?
Well, no, because everybody freaking out. Like, as the pedophilius, you got to take care of your business. You got to, you know, handle that. So we probably would have gotten in trouble.
Okay. Well, the Schottenheimer's got animal control. I probably
would have been, you know, known as the owl killer. And it probably, knowing my luck, it would have probably been an owl that's on the endangered species list. You know what I mean? Because I was making snap decisions.
Yep. Guilty!
You know what I'm saying? And now y'all looking at me and I'm getting DMs and people talking about doing
I wasn't trying
to
get you in trouble. I just was wondering.
I'm just saying, not now. For all the people that's about to DM me.
You could just open the door and let it fly out.
Yeah, for all the people that are about to DM me, it didn't happen, so relax.
This was happened to Brian Schottenheimer.
Yes. And owls, like, it all depends on what kind of, because some of them owls got sharp-ass claws, Joe.
You afraid owls?
Have you seen some of these owls? They have sharp claws.
I mean, I've seen what I've seen outside. I mean,
owls are that dude. They can get after it a little bit. Like, owls can get
owls
after it a little bit.
Owls are that dude?
They can get after it a little bit.
Yeah, but the owl's probably scared to death in your house. It
How
doesn't
did the owl
be
get in
the
house, though? Somebody left the front door open?
That's for the Schottenheimers
to discuss. And the owl's wingspan is like, it's like some of the owls are huge.
Some of them,
so maybe you shouldn't be shooting a BB gun at an owl. Maybe you should take cover.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm in that one. I'm in that.
Okay, good. Can you give a second clue for Hugh's Clues before we go any further?
Do I have to?
Yeah,
let's move on.
All right, we have a four-pack of tickets. And the Flyers and the Sabres, December 3rd. We're going as a show. We want you to come with us. Four-pack of tickets. Clue number two, Hugh Douglas.
This is a cartoon character. That was a character on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Oh, so we've really narrowed this thing
down. Yeah. So you went from really broad to narrow now.
Yeah.
All right, so this is...
And I just heard you kill an owl. It's like five stacks. Yeah, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to say that. I didn't know what you were going
to
say.
It's illegal to shoot an owl. And it's like, if you do, it's like five stacks.
Yeah.
No, I think that's partially on you, Joe.
It is. Like,
I mean, you asked the question.
We should have known.
And I kept telling him, don't ask me. I'm looking at him like.
You did warn him.
You asked.
You don't want to hear the answer.
I mean, because it's first of all, it's in the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody in the house probably freaking out.
Well, yeah, Schottenheimer said he had 72 text messages.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's freaking out. And, you know, you're coming in and the wife's probably yelling and screaming, and you want her to stop doing that. So you go for the quickest solution. Now I'm going to jail.
What do you think?
And a $5,000 fine.
What do you think Brian Schottenheimer thought when he saw 72 missed texts? I would imagine someone died.
Like, well, yeah.
Or something like bad happened, right? Well, not an owl on the
that's
house.
Probably where your mind would go first.
Yeah, like something bad.
Yeah. Not owl.
Not an owl.
And then you're like, you wonder, like, because owls have a wide wingspan. How did it get in the house? Like, what were you doing for the owl to fly into the house? That's the next question.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions to be asked there. All right, we got two clues out for you there. Huge clues. 4-pack of tickets on the line today to go see the Flyers and Sabres with us on December 3rd. All right, Cowboy Clarence is in Southwest Philly. What's up? What's up, Cowboy Clarence?
Hello. You had to agree with you. The next 9 games,
yeah.
any games on Sunday. So I guess the Dallas game is going to be a catwalk, so.
Well, no, I don't know if it's a catwalk, but it's a win. I mean, the Eagles are obviously going to beat the Cowboys.
Catwalk.
When they play them, Clarence.
Cakewalk, right?
Catwalk. I mean, there's also catwalks. But, Clarence, yeah, I mean, you can't really think the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles when they play them.
You never know. They had a hard time beating them before.
Yeah.
And how many points they won by?
It wasn't much. It was a one-score game. Yeah, it was close. And that Cowboys defense stinks.
Suspect.
Yeah, and the reason I root for him, I go a long way back. I was a big Tony Dorsett fan when I was young coming up.
Tony was a great player. Yeah, Tony. Yeah. They don't have Tony Dorsett now, though.
No Tony Dorsetts
these days.
And about that owl comment, yeah. I root you on that too. I would have killed the owl.
We don't want to kill any owls, Clarence. We appreciate the phone call.
We'd have both been in jail.
Yeah. Are you a good BB shot?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
I used to skeet shoot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But how long ago was that?
It was a while ago.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you still have your shot about you.
No, I don't. Probably don't. Because, you know, like in somewhere, I think it's in Westchester, they have skeet shooting. It's not that far from here.
Why don't we go out one day?
Yeah, skeet shooting is cool.
Let's go to Jeff in Philly. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
What's up, Jeff?
Halloween over, bro. You ain't got to be scary, man. We got the East locked up. We got it.
I hear you. I mean, that okay. I really feel the way that I feel, but I respect your opinion.
Joe up, though. No Diddy. I came to grind him up. How you still don't have Hurts in the top five, bro?
Well, I don't think he's played like a top five quarterback. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
All right. So who's your top five and how do you qualify? Because all his numbers is up there with everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, he's played great the last 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I mean, he's coming off his best game for sure, or his best two games, right? The Minnesota game,
even the season as a whole. I'm talking about the numbers for the season as a whole.
I wouldn't say as a whole he's been a top five quarterback.
Look at the numbers for the whole year.
I mean, if you're looking at his numbers from passing, he's not in the top five.
Allen, Mahomes. You just write those two down. Let's start there with those two guys, right? And then I think Stafford has played at a very high level this year. Drake May has played at a very high level. That's four, right? So we got one spot left now, Jeff. I mean, who do you want to give it to?
Now you're putting Drake May in there. First you put Jaden Daniels last year. Now you're putting Drake May. Why all these dudes get one good season?
No. You said this year. That's all I was going off of. This year.
All right. Let's go total. Top five QB, period.
What does that mean? Like over what period of time?
That's active in the NFL right now.
Yeah, okay. I would take right now Mahomes and Allen for sure. I would take Lamar for sure. Lamar's numbers are down this year because he missed three games. So those.
And Allen's a choke artist.
And Josh Allen's a choke artist?
He's talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he's talking about the AFC Championship.
Well, Josh Allen. Here's the point. Josh Allen has had some of the best playoff games in the history of pro football. So the choke artist.
That's lovely, but he don't get over the hump.
Well, his team hasn't gotten over the hump. So we're gonna do this every week?
So now it's his team. Yeah. So now that's another thing people throw on.
Well, no, that's how it works.
For the team that he got.
That's how it works. Look
at Joe Burrow.
Right.
We got 40-year-old
Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
You got it.
Doing what Burrow do.
But they're losing, Jeff.
They was losing with Burrow.
Right. Jeff, you realize Joe Burrow took the Bengals.
He's picking up Joe Burrow's numbers.
Jeff, do you realize Jeff? Joe Burrow took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. They might be the worst organization I've ever seen get to a Super Bowl. The
that
Bengals.
Season they got to the Super Bowl, their defense was actually okay.
Right.
Joe Burrow had the best wide receiver duo.
So Jeff,
middle school.
Jeff, all right, Jeff, how about we just do this? You think Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in pro football?
I don't think he's the best.
Okay. Well, who?
I got him at two.
Okay, then you know, knock yourself out. Like I don't know what I'm gonna tell you.
But
I don't think he's as good as you do.
Your logic. Why do you keep making excuses for everybody else to be on top of him, but then when he got good points, you use.
I think Jeff. I'm not going to scream at you. I'm not going to argue. You can believe what you want to believe. I don't think he plays as well as the other guys as consistently as them. That's all. I mean, like, you could disagree. You could say whatever you want. I respect your opinion.
He's more clutch than everybody else.
Well, what does that mean?
Every other great gets credit for being clutch.
What makes him more clutch, Jeff?
Look what he did against the best QB. Look at the numbers he put up in the biggest moments. What do you mean?
The Super Bowl this past year, you mean? Like when they won?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the defense won the game, Jeff. What clutch moment did Jalen have to have to win the game in this past Super Bowl?
Every time is a big game, he shows up.
Well, that's not true, Jeff. So what happened in the Tampa Bay game 2 years ago in the playoffs?
That was a big game.
All right. That was a big game. But the biggest games, the Super Bowl, you can't get no bigger than that.
No, you can't. But when you look at this is why it's silly. When you say Allen's a choker, Allen has played better over his course of his playoff career than Jalen Hurts. Look at the numbers. Look at the points as he puts up. He hasn't won. But you say clutch, because the team won. The team won, so we decide someone's clutch, Jeff. And the team loses, we decide they're not clutch.
Man.
I don't know.
Allen got bums on his team. He got the top five O-line. He has a great running back. He has a great defense.
Yeah.
Who he playing with?
Who's his receivers?
He's not playing with bums out there.
Who are his receivers? Can you name them?
Well, he got to make his receivers better.
Yeah, we can't even name his receivers. Jeff, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
My bad, I ain't hear all the clues. I just heard the Simpsons, John. I don't know, I'm going to say Crusty.
Say what?
Crusty.
I said Crusty.
No, Jeff's not it. Jeff, appreciate the phone
That's
call.
That's not a bad guess.
Were we arguing about Jalen Hurts today?
I mean, you did.
Well, no, but were we?
Well, you know what happens when it gets brought up. I mean,
yeah, I just I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I'm going to wake up today and say, you know what, you guys, that's it. He's top five quarterback. That's it. No, he didn't play yesterday. Like, what would yesterday move my opinion on Jalen Hurts?
We're just trying to raise a banner. Is all.
I that's all I wanted
that's
to
it.
Do today.
We're trying to walk together.
What do you mean, that's it? You're the one fighting us on this.
That's all you're trying to do.
I know, but if you had joined the party, we wouldn't have had to go through that phone call.
This is a house divided right now because of you. We're trying to walk together.
The house divided every day. I just thought it was interesting how you came in with all that bravado, and then when you start dropping facts, it's like, yeah, you got that.
I just, I wish I had the energy that people have when you say he's seventh or eighth or ninth and not fourth. That there's enough vitriol there for that. To be like, what do you mean? Well, I think those guys are better. Like, what do you want me to say?
Here's the thing, and it's the beautiful thing about sports. Like, we're all grounded. I guess the best way to saying it is in our own reality when it comes to what we see.
Yeah, of course.
And some people's a lot of times realities don't match up for whatever reason that is. So I told you I'm starting to move in a different space.
I am starting to move in
the space where, hey, if that's the way you feel, then you know, okay, not gonna argue.
I might steal your line. Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless you. Because it's like you will try to tell, like, because for a lot of people, football is like a chess match. It's not checkers. And when checker moves are made, people want to validate the point that they have. Like this weekend, the fact that Green Bay lost and the fact that Detroit lost.
Right.
Those two are checker moves. Those are moves that were made. Two teams lost that were not predicted to lose. That's any given Sunday move. That's a checker move. But as far as the bigger board goes, the chess board goes, they're still in position to upset the game against us because we have to see both of them.
Of course. I mean, the season's there's a lot of games.
The season's still in the balance.
So, I'll tell you, yeah.
You know, that's how you have to look at it.
I'm just going to say that
to
you.
Bless your heart.
When you say the division's not over. Bless your heart, Hugh.
Bless your heart.
I mean, at some point, you'll see it like I do. By the way, with the Lions losing, and they haven't looked as dominant this year, the Packers not, you know, kind of look weird even though they have a good record. I'm back on the Rams are our biggest threat right now. I watch the whole NFC, the Rams feel to me like the team I least want to see in the postseason. I know we've beaten them three times in a row, but think about the last two, right? They have gone down.
It's been tight. And they
right to the end.
They are the team that's looking They looking like they feel like they can go toe-to-toe with us.
If I had to pick one team I don't want to face in the postseason, it would be the Rams over anybody else in the NFC right now. 215-592-9494. All right, we will get to all your phone calls. So I'm declaring the NFC East over. Kyle's with me. We're raising a banner today. For the first time in 21 years, the NFC East is going to have a back-to-back winner. That's the Philadelphia Eagles. The Commanders, it's over. They're 3-6. They just lost Jaden Daniels last night. The New York Giants season was over when it started. And the Cowboys will play tonight, and they'll probably get to 4-4-1. But I don't see it. I don't think they have a good enough defense to get to where they need to get to. Are you going to join us? Are you in joining us in raising the banner? You can react to, well, we'll react more and give you some more thoughts on how Jalen Phillips fits in and kind of talk about the edge rushing group we now have with Jalen Phillips as part of the mix from the Miami Dolphins. Eagles trade a third rounder this morning, which was not a small price to pay. So they must think the guy has a lot of juice for the rest of the season. And Jair Alexander, the veteran corner who I wanted in June, is also here. Trade on Saturday from the Baltimore Ravens. Great job by Harry Roseman to add depth to the roster. Also, we'll get to the latest A.J. Brown report from Sunday morning. Is this the end of the A.J. Brown trade rumors? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.